الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. So we completed the sunnah of the ihram. So now a person is moving towards Makkah al-Mukarramah in a state of ihram. There are a number of times when it is sunnah to take a ghusl when a person is on travel, although practically we are not able to always practice the sunnah ghusls, but they are a sunnah in any case, and it's good to, just to mention them. So it is, for example, sunnah to take a special ghusl at the time when we go into a state of ihram. We spoke about that already. But then it's also sunnah to take a ghusl when a person enters Makkah, when you enter Makkah al-Mukarramah. In other words, to take another ghusl, and not only the ghusl that you took at the time of ihram. And this is not always possible because of arrangements and having to obviously settle into hotels and stuff like that. But if it is possible, then it is a sunnah to take a ghusl before actually entering Makkah al-Mukarramah. Then also it is sunnah to take a ghusl before going to Arafah, that's for the day of Hajj. It is sunnah to take a ghusl at Muzdalifah. It is sunnah to take a ghusl the time of counting of Jamarat, the days of Tashreeq. And basically what we see is it is sunnah to take a ghusl at all times when we are going to be gathering with people, just like it is for Jumu'ah and for Eid and so on. Whenever there is a gathering of people, it becomes sunnah that we take a ghusl in order to be fresh and pure and clean to be in that particular gathering. Then of course, when a person enters and sees the if one is on the outskirts of Makkah, then there's a certain dua that one can recite. Allahumma hadha haramuka wa amnuka faharrim lahmi wa dami wa sha'ri wa bashari ala al-nar wa aminni min azabika yawma taba'atu ibadak. So when a person is on the outskirts of Makkah and he begins to see, you know, part of the haram, etc., then it's good to say this dua: O Allah, this is your haram, this is your sanctity, and this is your place of safety. So make haram my flesh, my blood, my skin for the fire of Jahannam. Right? Make these things haram for the fire of Jahannam, meaning don't let me enter the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, make me safe from your punishment on the day when you resurrect your servants. So that is the sunnah dua that can be recited there. Then all the sunnah is, of course, also that a person, when he enters, he tries to enter at a door that is called Babu Bani Shayba. The door of Bani Shayba doesn't exist any longer. It is no longer one of the doors, but it is marked out in the haram, as far as I remember. On the floor, there is a marking to show that it is Babu Bani Shayba. So it is basically coming through Bab Salam. And when you enter Bab Salam, so the Bab Salam is not really the important one, but it is Babu Bani Shayba. So if you go through Bab Salam, there should be a marking on the floor if they didn't remove it, because that was the exact spot where the Prophet ﷺ had entered when he entered the haram for the performance of his rituals. And then, of course, a person always, when you come into the haram, a person tries to make tawaf. But of course, this is not always possible. So in other words, normally when we come into an ordinary masjid, we make tahiyyatul masjid. We normally greet the masjid. But the greeting of the haram is normally tawaf, if a person is able to. So the tawaf takes the place of tahiyyatul masjid. But of course, it's not always possible because we come and there's a lot of people, it's zahma or it's time of waqt or whatever the case is. So in that case, we do normal tahiyyatul masjid and then we make our tawaf afterwards. But if we are able to make tawaf in place of tahiyyatul masjid, then that is, in other words, if you are in a state of ihram and it is not the time of waqt, then it is best for you to proceed immediately to perform your tawaf. In other words, not to make your tahiyyatul masjid first and then do tawaf. No, you go straight into the haram and you are then of course do the tawaf. So depending on what type of hajj you are performing, so if it is the way that we do, then it will obviously be a umrah that you will be performing when you come in. Because the type of hajj that we do is tamattu. Because you're going to do the Umrah and then you will relieve yourself from Ihram after that and wait for the days of Hajj. Now, even if a person who's doing the other two types of Hajj, which is the Hajj of Qiran, which is combining the two, Hajj and Umrah, or if it is Ifrad, where the person is doing Hajj only, then of course, if the person is entering the Haram and it is not yet Arafah, so which means the person will remain in the Haram until the days of Hajj. So what does that person do when he enters? He does a tawaf, and it's a sunnah tawaf. That tawaf is called tawaful qudum. It is basically a sunnah tawaf to greet the Haram. Okay. In other words, he doesn't have to do it. He can wait for the days of Hajj and go to Arafah first and do until he does tawaful ifadah afterwards. But it is good for him when he enters the Haram for the first time. Let's say it's the third day of Dhul-Hijjah, the fourth, the fifth, any day before the eighth of Ladi Sumina, and he enters, then he will perform what is called tawaful qudum, which is a sunnah tawaf in his right as a person who's making ifrad or qiran. And to begin to speak about the tawaf probably tomorrow, but we'll just start with it. So a person then proceeds straight to the point where the Hajar al-Aswad is. Because that is where the tawaf always starts. Right? The tawaf starts at the Hajar al-Aswad and it ends at the Hajar al-Aswad. What is important to take care of or to take note of is that a person must start the tawaf behind the Hajar al-Aswad and not in line or in front of the Hajar al-Aswad. And the reason for that is if you start in line or in front of the Hajar al-Aswad, then essentially that first round is going to be incomplete. You must pass with your whole body over the Hajar al-Aswad, right? So when a person starts, he must make sure that his body is in line, not with the Hajar al-Aswad, but behind, in front of the Hajar al-Aswad, right? So that his whole body can pass over the Hajar al-Aswad. In previous times, they used to have a line that is also drawn across the floor, drawn in the form of tiles across the floor, which shows where the Hajar al-Aswad is for those who are far away from the Hajar al-Aswad. But they subsequently removed that particular tile, and I think it was a good thing to do so because people used to come around and they used to stand still on that line. Right? And there's no reason to stand still. The line is just to indicate more or less where the Hajar al-Aswad is. So as you are coming around each time, you obviously need to make istilah, as we will explain, to say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. But if a person, if there's a lot of zahma, then you don't stand still and do it, you just do it in motion while you are moving. Now people used to stand still there and pause, and that caused a lot of congestion for people coming on, and that is why they actually removed the line. But I think there is still a light that is showing, a light that is across the Hajar al-Aswad that indicates exactly where the Hajar al-Aswad, where the Hajar al-Aswad is. And then the first thing is, of course, to if a person is able, and again this is not possible, most cases it is not possible, it is sunnah to kiss the Hajar al-Aswad, not to make istilam. Istilam is the second option. So to start off your tawaf, let's say for some reason you get it as empty as you are able to go in front and kiss the Hajar al-Aswad, then that will be the first option, to kiss the Hajar al-Aswad and then to start your tawaf. So we'll speak about the tawaf inshallah. There's lots of detail about the tawaf that you want to give. We'll speak more about the Hajar al-Aswad as well. الله سبحانه وتعالى أعلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.